We're back with more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Bonnie North. It's certainly wintertime in Wisconsin, and with temperatures that fluctuate from 30-degree highs to 6-degree lows, you are probably struggling to stay warm. Well, besides layering up or going to the gym, there are other ways to crank up your body heat, and all you need is a chair. Healthy Body Basics contributor Cynthia Akey joins Audrey Nowakowski in the studio to explain.
Cynthia Akey, welcome back to the studio.
Great. Thanks, Audrey. It's good to be here.
So the cold is settling in once again here in Wisconsin. We have early cold, bouts of cold. You know, it's very ebb and flow.
It's winter weather coming in, and more cold and the deep freeze expected. So
exactly. And when the cold is coming, we just think most often of layering up to stay warm. But what are some beneficial exercises we can do that doesn't involve, say, you know, going to the gym, getting changed, and doing a full-out class or exercise?
Absolutely. You know, other than getting on that treadmill and building a little heat, there's different ways that we can approach trying to build heat. So in yogic practices, we tend to do more twisting, which can kick up our internal heat just because of the energy expelled by doing the actual twist.
So with twisting, how do we twist safely? You know, we're probably thinking it's pretty simple. Okay, I'll just turn and twist. But what are the consequences if we don't twist properly and with intention?
So some people may have some limitations specific to different injuries or even potentially having osteoporosis or anything else that's going on with a spinal injury. Just being more mindful of how you're doing twisting. Definitely with osteoporosis, it's not necessarily recommended to do some really deep twisting, but some minor twisting is required because we need to be able to drive and twist and turn and put our clothing on and those kind of things to make happen in our everyday lives. So with trying to twist safely, we always want to think about coming from the base of the spine upwards so that we can actually use the hips to help start a twist and then protecting that low back. So by starting a twist coming from the hips, working up, keeping that low back stable, and then we can get a little bit more rotation into the thoracic, into that rib cage region, as well as then up into the neck.
Because people probably often will assume, like, I'm going from my shoulders
right.
and my torso
away. Right. They'll start from the middle of their back, which is right where we get into that lumbar region, which is where we cause those difficulties and troubles. So knowing that if we start thinking about the twist coming really low, we can actually build the twist from the bottom up.
So we have some exercises online, such as seated twist and things like that. How do we mindfully notice our restrictions and adjust from there as we're going through these?
Definitely, if you feel like you're turning too far too fast, which tends to happen, people, as you were talking about, it's like, oh, I'm just gonna hold on to this chair and I'm gonna just twist my upper back. But thinking about it as moving into it a little bit slower, so taking the time, taking a deep inhalation to bring some more length and more awareness to the length of the spine before we start the twist is a key point. And once you get to a starting point of your twist, think of it as just that. It's a starting point that we're going to spend some time in the twist to try to make everything a little bit more comfortable. So allowing the breath to actually lead you through the twist so that you're taking those inhalation lengthening breaths to lengthen the spine and then slightly move a little bit deeper into the twist and knowing that you don't have to go that far to even make a good twist happen.
Right. So say we're perhaps just not in the right environment to do any twists. We don't have a proper chair, or maybe it's just too uncomfortable. What other kinds of exercises are a good way to heat up our bodies from the inside out?
Again, I'm coming back to yoga because we've got a couple different breathing techniques can actually build up your heat. And then even when we get to the summer, we're going to talk about ways to bring some cooling breaths into our practice. So there are a few different breathing techniques. And one of them, the first one is Kapalabhati, and it is referred to as skull shining. So it's this deep, almost train chugging breath that we create. And it's a very powerful diaphragmatic pushing and letting that air just flow into the body more naturally.
Okay, so let's walk us through one rep of that.
Excellent. So we just want to sit nice and tall, feeling connected to your seat and to your spine. And as you take a few breaths here, we're going to keep the mouth closed. This is very much driven by the nose. And obviously, if you need a tissue to clear out your nose before you start this practice, it's a good idea. And also having one to follow up afterwards. Taking those deep breaths, or actually take these little sharp puffs coming in and using the abdomen to actually compress into the belly. So it sounds like this. So it's just this little chugging sound, and that's the mouth closed. Everything's coming in and out through the nose. I'm trying to really overpump my abdominal region, so my navel's trying to draw in to really pull that back in.
Yeah, and it recommends you can pump up to 20 short breaths.
Yes, 20 short breaths is a good amount of time, and I can already feel the heat just from that since I just came in from the cold.
Exactly. And what's our second breathing exercise?
Our second breathing exercise is the Ujjayi breath. And this is a constricted breath that happens typically in more of a vinyasa practice. So when we're doing more flowing movements, we're trying to build internal heat as well as external heat with those movements. But you can always practice any of these breathing techniques just standalone when you are cold. This is definitely something that I tend to do, like, okay, I just need to work on this. So the way that we think about the Ujjayi breath is bringing that constriction to the back of the throat. And one of the best techniques I've ever had from, I don't know, a teacher many, many years ago, was thinking about you were trying to fog a mirror. So taking the palm of your hand near your face so you have something visual to help you there, like you're trying to fog that surface of the mirror, and then you're just trying to make a little sound, but then closing the lips. So then it ends up sounding more like this. So a lot of times, teacher will refer to it as the sound of the ocean, or Darth Vader if you're a Star Wars fan.
Definitely, yes.
So it's that sound of how do you keep the throat constricted while doing an inhalation and an exhalation.
So, and these exercises seem, to me, what would come to mind is as I'm sitting in a cold car in the morning.
Absolutely.
You know, when you don't have the time to wait for the car to heat yourself up, this
right.
is a good way to
it's a good,
get
yeah.
it going from the inside out.
Especially like, you know, maybe you're out skiing or ice skating and you're just like, I'm really cold and how can I build some internal heat really quickly?
Yeah. And is it important to keep in mind, like, let's find different ways to heat ourselves versus just becoming very tight and restricted and standing there, you know.
Absolutely. So I would rather see you marching in place, pumping your arms, things to actually get circulation into your limbs, especially into those fingers and toes.
All right. Well, thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you so much, Audrey.
Lake Effect contributor Cynthia Akey is a certified yoga instructor, a personal trainer, and a wellness coach. She and contributor Lucian Jung produce Healthy Body Basics for Lake Effect. There are photos of the breathing and twisting exercises that Cynthia discussed in today's segment at WUWM.com, but always remember to check with your doctor before starting any new health and fitness practice.